I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1946. That was the day federal judge T. Allen Goldsboro fined John L. Lewis $10,000 and the United Mine Workers $3.5 million. In what was characterized as a roaring courtroom scene, Lewis rose to challenge the judge to fine him whatever he wanted. The judge had just found Lewis and the UMW in contempt of court for ignoring his November 18th order to head off a soft coal strike, then in its 14th day. Judge Goldsboro had replaced his order with a temporary injunction after the government demanded a judgment that the strike was illegal and must end. Goldsboro ruled the strike was, quote, an evil, demonic, monstrous thing that meant hunger and cold, unemployment and destitution, a threat to democratic government itself. He insisted he was a friend of labor, but that Lewis should be sent to prison. UMW Chief Counsel Welly K. Hopkins snapped back defiantly, stating that the government was seeking to break the union politically, financially, and morally. The federal government had seized the mines in May and was now threatening to run them with Army engineers if Lewis didn't order miners back to work. AFL, CIO, and Railway Brotherhoods all rallied to Lewis's defense. The Detroit labor movement vowed a 24-hour general strike in support. But by the 7th, Lewis retreated, ordering miners back to work until March 31st. Facing the real threat of the Supreme Court action to uphold the $3.5 million fine, Lewis stated he wanted the court to, quote, be free from public pressure superinduced by the hysteria and frenzy of an economic crisis. Lewis and the UMW were tied up in appeals court for months while they attempted to negotiate new contract terms. Like what you hear? Check out more at laborhistoryin2.com.